world dominated by fear and mass manipulation of the media. Who can you trust? Just when you think there is no hope alive, you find out that there is an alternative news source to turn to. Revere Radio Network, keeping the dream of sovereignty and freedom alive for all. Revere Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in the following broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Revere Radio Network, Rob Revere, or any other host on the network. They are the personal thoughts and feelings of the host given the presentation. We support total free speech here at Revere Radio Network, even when it's ugly. Enjoy.
Hey, you're listening to Revere Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech. This show is Nowhere to Run with Chris White. I'm your host, Chris freaking White. The edition is the November 29th, 2006 edition. Couldn't be happier to be with everybody today or tonight or whenever you are listening to the show. I usually start off the show with corrections from my previous show, which I certainly got a lot of, and before I do that, though, I'm going to go ahead and do our Revere Radio Moment of the Week, because I got two of those, so let's go ahead and get those out of the way.
It's time for the Revere Radio Moment of the Week, where we spotlight one host, guest, or caller's particularly interesting moment. All moments may not be interesting or otherwise interesting.
Okay, like I said, I've got two moments of the week this week. The first one is something I don't really have audio for, but it's to whoever donated that large wad of cash to Revere Radio earlier this week. That really rocks, and I'm sure it's going to go to some good use, help waking people up and keeping the network alive and strong and well. The second moment of the week goes to Captain Freedom and his show, The Captain Freedom Show, which airs right before Rob's show on Friday nights at 9 Central. It was a little rant he went on about the Kramer incident and subsequently free speech in general. It's a pretty good take on it, and that's why it's the moment of the week. Here it goes.
The Kramer meltdown, Michael Richards. You know, of course what he said was bullshit. Of course what he said was racist, derogatory, inflammatory, discriminatory, and every other or you can think about. But he had the right to say it. I mean, I am such a believer in the freedom of speech and the First Amendment that, I mean, I would die. I would fight and die for someone's right to say that they hate me. I would fight and die to defend somebody's right to say that they hate me. And I think most people in this country, there's a certain amount of discourse and dialect that is just not acceptable. And in society, I mean, not necessarily by individuals, but as groups. And, he's a racist. Well, obviously so were the black guys who were getting into the verbal tussle with him. I mean, they were calling him names too. I mean, I know two wrongs don't make a right, but he had a right to say it. And people are acting nowadays when you say something that extreme that you don't have a right to say it. And that's bullshit, man. Saying that word is not the same thing as saying, yelling fire in a crowded theater. Because yelling fire in a crowded theater is not an expression of personal, social, or political beliefs. It's not a critique on anything. That is basically just a word meant to use to cause harm. And you could say the same thing about the N-word, but if it's the N-word, then later on it's the J-word. And then it's the H-word. You know, you can't give any on freedom of speech. You have to defend all expression. Because if you don't defend all expression, eventually you won't have any expression. And those people that listen to this show, shows like mine and others, the things we talk about, we know what the government does. You know, when you give them an inch, they take a mile. I mean, we're not far away from them saying any kind of political hate speech is illegal. I mean, they're already doing that over in Europe. You know, they're fining people and sending people to jail for you know, political blogs that are inflammatory. You know, it's so easy to find speech on your side that you want to defend, that you agree with. It's a little bit harder to say, you know what, I really hated what that guy said, and he's full of shit. It's because then it's easy to say, okay, yeah, ban that word, ban that phrase, you know, send that guy to jail. And no, I don't want to go back 50 years ago to where when, you know, everybody did say that and use terms like that, but he has a right to say it. I'm sorry. As well as the black guys in the audience had the right to say that he was a stupid-ass cracker. But people get so upset about these kind of things because it's such an emotional issue that all of a sudden it's the claws come out and people want to start suing each other and sending people to jail for it. You know, sticks and stones, okay? Sticks and stones, please. Please, sticks and stones.
All right, a big cheers to Captain Freedom, who is our moment of the week. Captain Freedom from the Captain Freedom Show, which airs every Friday night at 9 Central, right before the Rob Revere Show. Every Friday. You can also check out his and every host's archived shows on the website revereradio.net, and then go to the archive section. You'll see all the shows, I think the history of all the shows ever from the Revere Radio Network, which is great. You can stream them, you can download them all for free, which is incredible. You can put them on your iPod, your MP3 player. Which, by the way, I can't recommend an MP3 player or an iPod more. I think that it's like the invention of the 21st century. To me, it's revolutionized my whole life. I got one maybe 2 weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago. I got one. I figured I'd need it for the show. I figured I could do interviews with people with it, because I got one with a voice recorder. And and things like that, or I could do the show on the road when I'm on the road with the band, but it's not really practical for those purposes. But I have been using it for meetings. I've been recording meetings and such in a clandestine way, and man, I have got to tell you, but what it really is good for is that you can compile, if you like learning and you like information, you can just put just stuff on it. I mean, books and lectures and you know, oh, I don't know, just conspiracies in general and radio shows and all this information, all the books that you never had time to read and all the stuff you got to get done learning-wise, but you can't do it because you don't have time, or in my case, you're driving a bus all over the freaking country. So that's really good for me. I mean, now when we leave or, you know, a town, it's like, oh, how long's the drive? 9 hours? Sweet! 9 hours in the middle of the night, all by myself, with my trusty MP3 player. So yeah, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Sorry, girlfriend. Okay. Oh yeah, I got to do my corrections from my last show. Like I said, I got a few of those, so let's go ahead and do that.
I've just picked up a fault in the AE-35 unit.
It wasn't lies, it was just bullshit.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
Okay, if anybody was listening to the last show, they know that I kind of broke down the David Icke Arizona Wilder interview and did a few things. And and did a few things on David Icke in general. I guess taking it how it came. One of the things I said in David Icke talks about this Eastern god Varishna and says that he mirrored the life of Jesus in many ways, and I showed how he was wrong about that. And I said that the reason I was attacking that particular aspect of his debunking of Christianity was because, quote, the only one I thought would discredit the Bible if it were true. Now, that was wrong on two points. One, you know, looking at that, I mean, technically, it wouldn't discredit the Bible if it were true. And also, I was wrong in the fact that it wasn't the only, well, you know, it wasn't the only thing that would discredit the Bible. He says a lot of stuff that it is. And I'm going to get to all that, you know, when I can. In fact, Dire Wolf, who's got a great show, looks into a lot of that, and I heard him ask on this repeat show played the other day, you know, if any of the Christians have anything to say about any of that, you know, let them know. He was just asking in a genuine way, and I genuinely got some stuff to say about it. But I would go ahead and say a good place to start was my last show. I think it's 11:19, where I broke down a lot of this stuff. But anyway, another thing I said, she referred to herself as Moon Goddess. It was actually Mother Goddess. I know it sounds crazy, but it is crazy. But just for the record, I mean, I totally believe in what she's saying. I mean, I think that she is not lying or does not believe she's lying. And I think that that this mind control is rampant and is real, and I've got personal evidence to suggest it. It's really, that rabbit hole goes real deep, and I plan on doing more shows about that. I think it's something that definitely needs some more attention. Also in that show, I said that Arizona Wilder, in describing what was pretty much the point of my show, is she described these entities that the quote reptilians at these satanic rituals, what the reptilians were actually doing at these rituals, and the reason that they were, you know, sacrificing these children and drinking their blood in a ritualistic manner, was besides actually needing the blood for seemingly addictive purposes, the reason that they were doing it in such a ritualistic way was to make it all good for when they had to call out these quote old ones, which were these spirits that, you know, were super, super evil. You know, she described them as, you know, just incredibly evil spirits that, you know, would be released and swirl around and impart information to the reptilians and then have to be forced back into this time-space prison, which gets overlooked a lot when people talk about the reptilians thing. But I said that in the show that she didn't give another explanation for those. She just kind of let that go as old ones, but in fact she does give an explanation for it, which I missed. She said that they were reptilians from another dimension that materialized because of the ritual, which I'd like to expand on. And if you listen to that interview, you can get it in most download sites, Arizona Wilder, David Icke. You can find it somewhere. It's certainly worth a listen to. What was I saying? That she definitely seems like she doesn't really know either. But she does explain in that same interview early on that she got taught the history. One of her first things she says that she was taught in the school, you know, when they were doing a lot of the beginning mind control, was this history of how it all went. You know, they came from Mars, where they were chasing these Aryan race from Mars to the moon and here, and it was all about the reptilians. So she associated anything that went down at these rituals with reptilians, and she certainly genuinely believed it, which I'm not saying is one way or the other, but definitely in a situation like that, she wouldn't be wanted to know the whole story in so much as she didn't have to know, but she was the running these satanic rituals, so she had to know a great deal of it. But I go into that in the other show. Check it if you're wondering. I'm done talking about it. But actually, I will do shows and related things on that in the future. I guess that's it. That's all my corrections for last week. But I've got some big shows planned in the future for those issues. One issue being the mind control And that network of child ritual abuse going on that is not getting reported, and that those poor kids all across America and the world being brutalized because it's just how you get the mind to honeycomb into these compartmentalized sections that can be programmed. And they've got it down to such a science that it's just, you know, trauma, 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 program, program, and they've got this network of kids, and the proof is so outstanding. It's just, it's appalling. Also, I'm going to do some lengthy shows on debunking kind of the debunkers about that kind of Varishna thing. I mean, that's an open and shut one right there, but it's a big one. I can't believe, you know, you can say all this true stuff about the network of globalization and the globalists and how they relate. Like I said, he does great research on that, and then just say something that isn't backed up by anything. In fact, you know, anyway. But I plan on doing some shows, especially about some of the sun worship and stuff. I think, you know, a lot of that stuff's valid and has to be realized, you know, that the world view of the Baptist minister or whatever is not going to be correct on a lot of this stuff. I mean, there is a lot of stuff that we don't, and you have to admit, we don't know about yet. You know, when we talked about the astrology illustrations in the Old Testament and the New Testament, you know, there are some places where you're going to find that. I mean, I don't think that is in any way proves anything. Now it depends on how deep you take it, because there's also, you know, when people get into that argument, they also tend to ask for a lot of gimmies on there too. They'll prove one thing and then ask for a gimme on the other one, you know. When I don't think that astrology or the zodiac is in any way contradictory to the Bible. I mean, we have to admit we don't understand what God was doing on a lot of this. Obviously, he was the creator of the zodiac, or rather the laws that the zodiac operate under. So we have to look at that, you know, and you know, just because the Catholic Church demonizes something, I mean, the Catholic Church is demonized itself. I mean, it was created for evil purposes, and the evil intent doesn't mean all the Catholics are evil or in any way knowing participants to this. In fact, they're good Christians, I'm sure, and you know, all that stuff. But it doesn't mean that they were right, and there isn't evil at its highest levels inside the walls of the Vatican. And in their history, they have a long history of spreading misinformation. But, you know, I'll get into some of that, I guess. But, okay, I guess it's time to take a break. So I'm going to do that. And you know, just thought of a good quote from C.S. Lewis, best nonfiction writer, I think, one of the greatest thinkers of our time. It's hard for people to read him as a Christian author, or quote-unquote Christian author. Well, he was a Christian, he was an author, but he is truly one of the greatest thinkers of contemporary times, I believe. And it's a shame, because I wish more secular people would read him for the literature aspects of it. But anyway, a good quote he had is, a great many of those people who debunk traditional values often have values of their own in the background that they believe immune from the debunking process. I like that quote. Anyway, I'm going to play some rock and roll music, and I'm going to get right back with you here after the break.
Gotcha. This is a public service announcement.
Feline.com is your number one site on the internet to keep you informed and up to date in this information war. With us losing more and more civil liberties each and every day, Feline.com is a great tool to have so you can stay informed and learn how you can help topple big government. Simply go to www.phaylon.com, www.feline.com. You get 24/7 access to all media, your very own live stream free with your subscription. 300 plus educational videos, fast forward and rewind, pause to watch later, live news channels, all available when you subscribe to Phaylon.com for just 19 cents a day. That's 19 cents a day. Phaylon.com. You hate big government? So do we. Phaylon.com.
The Loft has played over 600 shows in 6 years and continues to independently support their constant touring. If you miss music and you love rock and roll, then wake up to The Loft. The Loft is currently touring America, so check their official website, lovetheloft.com, or their MySpace page, myspace.com/theloft, to see if they're playing in a city near you. Support local and independent music. The Loft. Real people, real rock and roll.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revere Radio Network. Remember, Revere Radio Network is listener-sponsored radio. Now, it's not all about the Benjamins, but believe me, that shit helps.
You've logged on to the worldwide home of free speech, Revere Radio Network.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
And now for something completely different.
All right, we're back. Gotta love Monty Python. Yes, you do. Gotta love them. It's a mandate. They're actually coming out with that. They passed that right after House Resolution 6166. You have to love Monty Python and the Flying Circus. Speaking of Monty Python and the Flying Circus, I got another one I should play for you here. Hold on.
Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
I love that movie and that show and those guys and everything. That's just really funny stuff. For that, I had some Matrix quote. Neo's monologue. He's just, the world's worst actor. They really should have got anybody. But watching that movie, you're like, all right, yeah. It was pretty cool. I think everybody probably listened to that last part, and then the Rage Against the Machine song played, and everybody's like, yeah, let's get him, or whatever, but he is just so bad. It's like, I know Kung Fu. Don't worry, I'll save you. Charles Gunn and enter stage left. I know I'm being hard on him. He did great work in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, both 1 and 2. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, the movie in which... I'm gonna get down to real stuff here. First of all, that was some Rage Against the Machine I played and at the break. That was No Shelter, and that song is just great. I love that song. I love a lot of Rage Against the Machine stuff, but that song is really good. Okay, I've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Just a few things from my notebook here. first, this kind of feeling of impending doom about what they're going to do here real quick. I know you shouldn't live in fear or anything, and I'm not, but I'm just saying, it feels like they're going to do something real soon for a number of reasons. One, you know, now that they've passed House Resolution 6166, which effectively ends the Bill of Rights by adding to the Patriot Act and other documents and mandates in the Constitution, and legalizes everything that Hitler did in Nazi Germany to the Jews in concentration camps that he never went as far to legalize, but we have put on paper and put it in our hallowed halls of our you know, Library of Congress and whatnot. We now have on the books that it's okay to legally, you know, come and take your ass away and fry you and never give you a lawyer or any kind of judicial review of any kind. And they can do that for any reason that they want to, for and with no checks and balances from anybody, you know, which is great. You know, that's a tough pill to swallow, you know, considering that for 220 years we've had it, and it only took two terrorists and two planes, you know, and two buildings, really, to eliminate it. You know, our founding fathers would be pissed off. They would be mad. They'd be like, you'd be trying to explain to them, you know, it'd be like, you know, everything was going around, you know, real smooth, and then terrorists, I know that's hard for you to understand, but terrorists, yeah, they hijacked these flying carriages and flew them into some buildings, and they collapsed in the city of New York, and we gave away all the stuff you were working for because, you know, we were scared. And they'd be like, what? You know, they'd be mad, and they have every right to be. Anyway, they wouldn't pass these laws if they weren't about to use them. You know, they got these concentration camps all across America on these train lines, you know. I mean, we're talking about the same thing. You have to understand that it was a conspiracy theory that they were rounding up Jews and gassing them in Nazi Germany. People just didn't believe it, you know. It's like, no, man, I've seen it happen. They're taking them and they're gassing them. It's like, nah, the can't do German, sorry. They're going to start rounding up dissidents, and all they need is a terrorist attack to do it. As soon as the terrorist attack happens, which literally could be tomorrow, or right now, or an hour from now, or it may have already happened, but you haven't checked the news, as soon as that happens, then the red and blue list of martial law will already start being rounded up. If you're a dissident, they're coming to get your ass, you know? And that's how quick it happens, because as soon as that big terrorist attack happens, let's say, you know, I think it's almost too predictable, but if there was, like, say, 3-4 simultaneous nuclear weapons that went off in cities or whatever, then it would be so major and such a huge loss of life that, you know, through the prompting of the media, and other things, they could get a public mandate that it's totally okay to round up these people, because people are going to be like, yeah, round people up. Shit. I mean, they're here. They're putting these suitcase-sized nuclear weapons everywhere. You got to round them up. You know, and there's validity to that. But then it's kind of giving whoever the authorities, the carte blanche to just start rounding people up. And for a while, they'll be Muslims and we'll be like, yeah, get them. You got to get them. I mean, you know, we can't have this major loss of life. You know, everybody's going to be super serious about this, and for good reason. But, you know, in the midst of all this chaos, they're going to be rounding up you and me and you know, advancing their true agenda. And it could happen literally tomorrow. You know, everything is in place as far as the laws and stuff. They're ready to rock, you know. And it's going to take a long time before any of that calms down. And if it happens like that, I mean, there could be a number of things with these engineered viruses and forced vaccines. We could be a little further out and all that stuff, but, you know, the end result is the same. And we're going to be marching towards that stuff real soon. So my point is that the America and the world is going to be very different very soon. And us as Americans are so used to certain creature comforts that we're going to be the easiest country in the world to take over, because all we're going to have to do is, you know, take away our hot showers or something basic like that, and we will fall to our knees. I mean, we're too used to stuff. We're too brain dead because of all the, you know, stuff they're doing to us too, and stuff that we have had given to us, that we'll give it up for, you know, look at the Treaty of Versailles, you know, which really brought Germany to its knees after World War One, you know, economically and otherwise, and they looked to Hitler as somebody who was going to give them normalcy. You know, let's just get us back to normal. I mean, when the Federal Reserve, who have they taken away this M3, as they call it, which, you know, is their, them letting us know how much currency is in circulation, when asked the Federal Reserve chairman of San Francisco, like, well, now that you've taken away the M3, and we can't tell how much money is in circulation, how are we supposed to know what the national debt is or how much to pay, you know, how much we owe you in interest? And his response was, don't worry, we're going to a cashless society, you know, here in a little bit anyway. It's like, oh, thanks. Well, there, have fun with your unlimited ability to control the economy. But now that they can control the economy with no checks and balances, they can make us go into a depression or recession or do whatever they want to, whenever they want to. And they can bring us to our financial knees quick, but I don't think that, like some people believe, that they're going to bring us to that level and then just keep it there or ruin us. You know, I think that they'll only bring us down long enough to make us do anything and give up the Constitution or whatever they want us to give up in order to bring it right back, which is just like turning on a faucet for them, you know, on and off, you know. So they can use that as a tool, you know, as long as they are still in complete control of the media, which is why brings me to my next point. Well, nah, I'm not going to go there yet. I'm going to continue on this because if a lot of people are probably going to have to go underground pretty soon because of the national ID card in 2008. And like Rob was saying, in Florida, you know, if you go renew your license right now, you've got to get the national ID card. So people are having to make these decisions. It's not the mark of the beast yet or anything, but it's close. And so there's going to be people going underground quicker than we think. But, you know, before May 2008, I think that whatever happens will kind of make people glaze over this National ID Act thing. We got to get them by May 2008, but after whatever could go on, well, that's going to be the last on our list of worries. Like, yeah, get the National ID card. Come on, let's go do this. I mean, the currency is just so messed up. Here's my honest recommendation to people. First of all, Dave Ramsey style, do not get your money out of mutual funds, especially if you have any money. If you have any real wealth, real money, go to your mutual fund people and be like, I got to have my money out of there. Put it in some sort of real format because you're playing the stock market regardless of what you think all your money, where all your money is, you know, you're in the market. And that's going to be how you take out the middle class. Everybody's got all their money invested in mutual funds, and once all those people who think that they're rich, you know, overnight wouldn't be rich anymore and don't have any of this money that was digitally, you know, in the stock market and it's gone, then they're screwed and they're right back down with everybody and no more middle class. And I mean, obviously gold is one of your only bets. I mean, that's one of the few things, but I mean, you're going to have a pretty hard time trading gold for what it's worth in the real deal if you are underground or above ground or, you know, wherever. But get stuff that's worth something to you. Land is worth something to you. You can grow a garden on land, you know. You can get a well, you know. That kind of stuff is worth things. You know, you'd be better off buying cases of Jack Daniels and cartons of Marlboro cigarettes if you don't drink or smoke, that is. Or you can have some sort of willpower, which you won't, so don't even try it if you do. But you could barter for some serious shit if you had a cases of Jack Daniels Tennessee whiskey. Now, you could buy some stuff after all this stuff goes down. You know, you could buy cars and all kinds of stuff for bottles of whiskey. But, you know, I've said that before, but really, one thing that they'll always have open is going to be liquor stores. I think that no matter how bad all this is going to be, they'll make some clause to make sure liquor stores are still going to be open because it serves their agenda so much. Prole food. And another thing that we don't understand is as important as it is that without the internet, we are like those bears in national, where's the freaking forest with Yogi Bear, but it's, you know what I'm saying, Yellowstone. Sorry. We're like those bears that got so used to eating out of trash cans that when they took the trash cans away, they were worried that the bear population bear population was going to go extinct because the bears had forgotten how to fend for themselves and get food in their natural way. That's kind of how we are with the media. Once we lose the internet through, you know, the internet to net neutrality, all that stuff, you know, they start regulating the internet through these internet governing bodies, which they're just foaming at the mouth to get, then we're not going to remember how to communicate with one another. They've taken away all the pay phones. All we have is these GPS track cell phones. You know, what are we going to do? Nobody has house phones anymore. We're going to be right back to flyers. You know, that's going to be something that they can't really control, and snail mail. You know, that's going to be the only way we're going to have to communicate with like-minded folks that escape, you know, the clutches of it. Because they have contingency plans for those that aren't going to fall in line. You know, they're going to figure this out. Oh my goodness. I'm going to play some music. That's what I'm going to do. And we're going to come back right after that.
If the sun refuses to shine, I don't mind. If the mountains fill in the sea, let it be. Turned out to be nice. Oh, I don't mind. Oh, I don't mind. If all the hippies cut off all their hair. Oh, I don't care. White collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll pursue my kind of drop and die, but I'm gonna wave my free flag. sing that, bro. Play on.
Mainstream media each day. Don't you feel it's time to stand up and be heard? Are you ready for the alternative media revolution? Ready or not, here we are. Revere Radio Network, bringing you the best in alternative news and commentary.
This is a public service announcement.
Baylon.com is your number one site on the internet to keep you informed and up to date in this information war. With us losing more and more civil liberties each and every day, Baylon.com is a great tool to have so you can stay informed and learn how you can help topple big government. Simply go to www.phaylon.com, www.baylon.com. You get 24/7 access to all media, your very own live stream free with your subscription. 300 plus educational videos, fast forward and rewind, pause to watch later, live news channels, all available when you subscribe to Phaylon.com for just 19 cents a day. That's 19 cents a day. Phaylon.com. You hate big government? So do we. Phaylon.com.
You're listening to the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech. Visit our website at revereradionetwork.com.
The pipeline.
Joseph Elliott Bruce. Of course I'm done.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work,
when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it?
There we go, mixing the Matrix and Monty Python again. It's a winning combination, if I do say so. You are listening to the Revere Radio Network. You can go to their website, revereradio.net, and make a donation if you want to. It is listener-sponsored radio, and it all goes to help wake people up and to keep the wheels turning over at revereradio.net. And my company, conspiracyclothes.com, will donate. I'll give you one of our shirts at conspiracyclothes.com. If you donate $50 or more to Revere Radio, just donate the money to Revere through their site and then send me a private message through their site. Conspiracy Clothes is one you can get me on there, and tell me which shirt you want, and I'll send one right out to you for donating $50 or more to Revere. We've got shirts on fluoride, the pyramids, September 11th, the Federal Reserve, the Bill of Rights and others. And it is just what it says, conspiracy clothes, conspiracy-themed T-shirts. There is also another conspiracy apparel company on Revere Radio called Conspiracy Theorist Clothing Company. And they're a great company and have great stuff, too. You should check them out. They're the ones with the live ad that plays on Revere Radio a lot. But, you know, actually, I was thinking about doing a live ad for conspiracy clothes, too. So maybe I better stop saying that. Because if you know anybody that could benefit from one of these, well, it's not live, it's the recorded ads that would play on the Revere Radio Network in between the shows and during the shows, it's a great price if you've got a company or a situation or a cause or whatever, it would be a great price to get in on that if you can recommend that to somebody or whatnot. Okay, let's get right back into it here. I think we've got a little bit of time left. Okay, with everything that I mentioned in the first segment about the loss of our rights and the rise of the police state and the global government and, of course, the North American government, the North American Union, which is part of the global government, the ruling of the world in a trilateral way, which means the Americas, the Western Europe, and the Pacific Rim, because you can't rule the entire world effectively with the same rules, but if you... It was something set up by a group called the Trilateral Commission, which, as far as I understand, is kind of a think tank that's been around for a long time, putting this together and has the clear goals of doing this, Club of Rome, different things like that. There's a lot of great patriots out there, like Alex Jones and Jack Blood and others, who are raising awareness to fight this global government, and especially in America, with our American rights system and our states' rights system and fighting to keep it, you know, and by raising awareness. And I am all for that. I think that we can actually affect change. I think that we can stop it if awareness, you know, really gets to a point and you know, and we can start to understand what's really happening. It really rests on the majority of Americans starting to understand the trying to see behind the veil, as it were. And I think that's happening with the 9/11 truth movement and other things that are actually making regular Americans see that this is all a fraud, and that's going to play a big role in stopping anything. Now, I just want to put forward the idea that what if we cannot save it? What if we go forward with this North American Union, we give up our Constitution and our states' rights system? For any number of reasons, what if that happens? Our option, and something that must be done and must be prepared for right now, is for you and people you know and people that you can tell to set up to prepare for going to your state governments and presenting why you need to secede from the Union on the grounds that you want to stay with the Constitution, and letting them know that this is a revolutionary thing. If you convince them of the facts, and they're not completely controlled, and there's still good people in there, you can make a secession from the Union happen and have a huge influx of people going to that state. It might be where if Texas, or let's say, for example, goes into a constitution-based system, and you can call it the New America, you know, while everything else could be called the North American Union, you could call yourself America, and you could have an influx of people, and they could make their last stand. You know, what if that is assuming we can't save the country? And I think that we should try to save the country. I don't think, you know, and a lot of my beliefs are in Bible prophecy, but I think that there is a window within that system that I think that it's not all decided about America yet. And I think that we can create our own destiny as far as that is concerned. And I don't know, you know, and there will be a time when we have to go underground or secede and have some sort of state that has, you know, rebelled against this because and could be, you know, governed by the Constitution instead of these other laws, and we'd have to make really, really sure that we had good people in there. That's an idea. And one of the things that I propose happening is people doing what I was going to do with Conspiracy Clothes was to start making these kits. I was going to start with doing it with fluoride, which I am very passionate about, the issue of fluoride and how ridiculous it is and how amazingly poisonous it is. And I was going to set up these kits to make basically interface with government where you can, you know, I'd set it up where I'd have these, you know, glossy flyers and stuff that you could hand to the panels when you're trying to convince your local city governments to ban the use of fluoride, because it's such an open and shut case. It would be a good starting point for me, you know, to really get my feet in the door as far as understanding how the process of government works and trying to put all that in these kits, trying to make it just so easy for people to approach their government with all the information and all the how it works and everything else with the qualifiers of how it might work in your state or whatever. But, and then expanding that, and I think that the real reason I'd like to do that is to do something to understand government and have make this interface to where it can translate to the secession of your state from the union, and to propose that. But I think more information needs to happen to make a clear, open and shut case to your states. But it's all going to come in the face of these huge, massive scares that they're going to promulgate, you know, and that's or not, you know, and it may come, you know, they might do something weather related like the tsunami bomb, you know, which, you know, I can't confirm that was, you know, one of these bombs that they tested in I think it was 94, 95 of New Zealand. I knew it was New Zealand. I'm not sure the years, but tested these nuclear weapons, you know, as creating tsunamis. But or the weather pattern changing with HAARP or something that they can hold their hands up and be like, oh, it wasn't us this time. But, you know, some major event, catastrophic or otherwise. But, yeah, I think that's the main goal, that we have to have a home base, because I travel the country a lot and I look out the window the whole time and think, there is nowhere to go. There is nowhere to run. I mean, you just can't. All the land is quote unquote owned by people, you know, you there isn't anywhere to go. I mean, there's a few people that can go to, you know, depending on your geographical location, you'll probably have a good place. Well, I can go here or go there. But next time you're out in the car, look around, you know, where are you going to go? You know, what is underground to you? What does that mean? But if there is a safe haven, a state or something, or a confederation of states that somebody, some great patriot has convinced their uncorrupted government to secede, you know, from, then there's hope. But as far as, you know, your chances of surviving for 7+ years, you know, with the technology available in without a fight, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, if you're operating under, like, let's say Texas or whatever, or Montana or whatever, you know, did create this constitution-based new America, you know, and this influx of citizens that understood it, because I think there's going to be a huge amount of people that are going to understand that and start to understand that it's all fake and what's really going on and the real story, then there'll be quite the opposition for somebody. It'll be a force to be reckoned with. They may have the military on their side, but we'll have a version of one, you know. And, you know, I'm talking about, like, far down the line, like, close to Armageddon, America's Armageddon, because Armageddon's really going to be going across the sea. And, you know, when you look out your window, it's not going to, it doesn't, I mean, look out your window right now, it's probably sunny or not, raining, but it doesn't look like the end of the world, you know. But, you know, look at the newspaper, and you can find the specific key items of prophecy that when I started studying prophecy, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it hadn't happened yet. And now, not only has everything happen, I mean, I don't, we're waiting on the temple to be rebuilt, you know, I think that's it. Everything else has happened. So I'm scared about that, but at the same time I feel excited and blessed to be the culmination of all these generations of people that before me and my ancestors, you know. Now here I am at the end of the line. Although I don't think it's the end of the world, and I think the Bible clearly doesn't say it's the end of the world. It's the end of an age. You know, the world will be reset, and it will still continue after Armageddon, but it will take a direct intervention from God and in order to right things. Okay, guys. That's it for this week. I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank Rob Revere and the Revere Radio Network for having me. And you can email me your hate mail at chris@conspiracyclothes.com, or you can go to conspiracyclothes.com and email me through the website. And I hope to talk to you guys next week. I got a big show lined up, so be sure to tune in Wednesdays at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, to the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech. Thanks.